and my world, it revolves around you. By Flochi, read by Mooney Reads. This is a Project Sekai colorful stage fanfiction for teen and up audiences with no archive warnings applying. This focuses on the romantic relationships between the members Aoyagi Toya, Azusawa Kohane, Shinonome Akito, and Shiraishi An, as well as the platonic familial relationship between Shinonome Akito and Shinonome Enna. Additional tags include established relationship, POV first person, fluff, Akito-centric, he's in love, very much so, written as a diary, very short entries, I didn't mean to make it 4K words, and T for swearing. The summary from the author includes Akito in his diary, which records his everyday life. His everyday life that just so happens to involve his group very, very often. Notes from the author includes that there's a translation into Mandarin Chinese available by Wan and Kong. As well, if it helps to imagine, evens are the right side and odds are the left side of the book. Anyways, it might get a bit confusing around the 50s, so the order chronologically is 51, 52, 50, and 53. A note from the reader is that I do sincerely hope you enjoy this fanfiction. I am very excited to be able to contribute this to Out of the Auditory, as this is a fic that really does mean a lot to me, as with all the fics that I record. As well, for the sake of understanding, please assume that my bass voice will be used for Akito, as well a different tone would be used for Kohane, when, as occasionally within the fic, she does write a few entries. I will also specify that in the preamble. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy And My World, It Revolves Around You, by Flochi, read by Mooney Reads. Entry 1. Toya mentioned I should try a diary of some sort today. Said it would help me organize my thoughts or whatever. I don't know what it means, but it's not that bad. I'll try it out. Toya suggested it, after all. Entry 2. On. She's a pain sometimes, but she's okay, I guess. I don't know what her deal is. She's always climbing on my back. When I end up with back problems in the future, I'll be sure to blame her first. Entry 3. Kohane already found out I'd been keeping a diary. It's barely been a few days, and it fell out of my pocket when I was with her. She promised she didn't look through it. It's Kohane, so I believed her. She decided she'd keep one too. I scoffed at the idea. She laughed, said it'd be a couple thing for just us. Luckily, the books came in packs of two. Entry 4. I want to pull my hair out. Why do people think it's okay to be rude to me just because I'm a worker? I'm still a person. No, we don't offer that sale anymore. And no, it's not my fucking fault. I'm literally just doing my job. Leave me the fuck alone. But no, apparently I can't say that or else I'll get fired. Entry 5. Idiot, idiot, idiot. Stupid Toya, An, and Kohane and their stupid idiotic obliviousness. Maybe I'll just call them that from now on. Idiot number 1, idiot number 2, and idiot number 3. Entry 6. Enna asked what happened to the plushies she used to get from Toya. Hell if I know. Toya stopped needing to get rid of them or something. Entry 7. Toya got us matching rings. Put them on chains so we could all wear them at school as necklaces. Who knows where he got that money from? They're pretty nice. Entry 8. Kohane and An made pancakes for us today. An's were fine, but Kohane's... She should stick with being a temporary server. Entry 9. The smell of rain reminds me of Toya. Entry 10. An and Kohane are sick because An decided that not only did she need to dance in the rain, but she needed to convince Kohane to do it with her. She said it reminded her of the day we first started dating. Except, I think she forgot. Kohane got a cold back then, too. Toya and I are going to go visit them later. Entry 11. First thing I see when I walk into Kohane's room? Pink. And a whole lot of it. Oh, and a giant pile of plushies, I guess. I know where they went now. Enna won't, though. Entry 12. I think the number of embarrassing photos Kohane has of me is alarming. An could get her hands on those any second. Entry 13. Len and Rin found out about us dating. What a mess. Entry 14. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. As well, accompanied by a cow emoji of a bunny sharing a heart. I love you. P.S. I didn't read your other entries, I promise. Entry 15. Her handwriting's a little cute, I guess. Entry 16. Something about being with them is pretty nice. Entry 17. I stole Kohane's diary today and didn't know what to write in it. Akiyama taught me how to make origami hearts the other day, but I didn't have any other papers to use. Entry 18. I kind of regret tearing out a page in the middle. I probably should have taken one from the end because now the numbers are messed up. Entry 21. Kohane decided that taking each other's diaries should become a common thing. She asked first, of course. I agreed. Entry 22. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. Today is Decorate Shinonome-kun's diary day. Emu-chan gave me a lot of stickers today, and I thought what better way to use them than to make our diaries cuter, with a kaemoji of a bunny. Entry 23. Hers has little cherry blossoms and mine has some maple leaves. There's a lot of other stickers, but I won't list them out. I'll have Anna teach me some small drawings. Maybe they'll make her a little happy. Entry 24. On accidentally bought too many hair clips. How do you even do that? I have about 5 in my hair right now, and Toya has 3. Or, he did before I left. I'm sure she's about to put more in when she finds me. Entry 25. There was a fucking dog outside of Weekend Garage when I arrived. Just like, wandering or whatever. Toya chased it off. I've never loved him more. Entry 26. Written by Kohane and signed with a star.
The bookmark Shinonome-kun, or, You Left Me, is so cute. Now I know exactly where I can open it. Thank you.
With a kaemoji of a bunny. Entry 27. Why in the world would I want another one of An's hair clips? And why does Kohane think it would be a good idea to leave one in between the pages? Entry 28. I asked her. Apparently, it's a good luck clip. I'll keep it in my pocket.
Entry 29.
Tsukasa-senpai and Kamishiro-senpai caused a lot of trouble today. An looked a bit stressed.
Entry 30.
Anna locked herself in a room again. I hope she's okay. I left some food in the fridge for her before I left for practice. Dad won't be home for a while. She'll be fine, right?
Entry 31.
Practice was short today. The others could tell I was preoccupied with something. Thankfully, they didn't pry. We went on a date instead. I brought home an extra slice of cheesecake.
Entry 32.
She came out of her room today. Didn't say anything, but when I peeked into her room, there were a lot of papers everywhere.
Entry 33.
Toya called An and Kohane by their first names today. It almost killed Kohane on the spot. He returned to calling them by their surnames.
Entry 34.
A classmate came up to me and asked if An and I were dating. She thought An was cheating on me with Toya. I almost laughed in her face.
Entry 35.
Kohane asked me for suggestions on what to write in her diary today, in front of everyone, and apparently it was a surprise to them. Toya, that goddamn bastard, said he didn't actually expect me to keep a diary. What was I supposed to do? Ignore a suggestion from my partner? And An won't stop teasing me about it.
Entry 36. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. With a kaemoji of 2 bunnies sharing pancakes. We should go out for pancakes soon. Entry 37.
I watched Kohane draw the last entry in real time. It was really cute. To see how much effort she puts into it, I mean. We're going to get pancakes tomorrow.
Entry 38.
I feel like I've hit a wall in terms of my performances. It's annoying. Kohane is just so frustrating. I wish she wasn't so good. I wish I could teach her more. She just improves so fast. I hate her talent.
but I really shouldn't. I feel like I should apologize to her because it seems wrong to think like this. I still love her.
Entry 39.
Anna asked me why I've been acting so differently recently. It surprised me considering neither mom or dad had asked anything. What surprised me more was that I actually told her. She congratulated me on the relationship.
Entry 40.
I don't know why, but I decided to take a walk at night. Maybe I needed a breath of fresh air or just time to just look around. I can kind of understand why Anne loves putting stars in her hair so much.
Entry 41.
What's the best way to convey distress through writing? Because I want to do that right now. Why the fuck was there a pop quiz today?
Entry 42.
I thought Kohane was being strangely quiet today. More quiet than usual, that is. Apparently she's lost some sort of bet with Toya and has to call us by our first names all day. She's been too embarrassed to talk. I'd say it's unfortunate I can't hear her say our names, but it's really more funny, if anything.
Entry 43.
Studying history, and Anne slammed her notebook shut and exclaimed, "Ugh, men!" very loudly. She's dating two of them?
Entry 44. Written by Kohane, signed with a star, and with an ASCII image of the top half of a cat's face. Do you think we can get a cat when we're older? Maybe a bunny? Since dogs and snakes are out of the question.
Entry 45. I think Kohane looks too far into the future instead of focusing on the present. A cat doesn't sound so bad, though.
Entry 46. Written by Kohane and signed with a star.
It's us! I'm the one on the left.
Accompanied by a cow emoji of two bunnies, one with a little speech bubble with a heart, hugging the other, while the other one is in a little bit of a flustered state.
Entry 47. Do I really look like that when she hugs me?
Entry 48.
Anne wouldn't stop complaining about how Toya took Kohane's first kiss. Apparently, the first kiss is different from all the other ones after it. It's not like it's a new topic, because she brings it up whenever she gets slightly annoyed at Toya. Kohane's a pro at dealing with Anne now, I guess, because Anne stopped pretty easily after she said something. Yeah, there were a lot of kisses today.
Entry 49.
First it's matching rings, necklaces, and now it's matching bracelets. Oh, but don't call them friendship bracelets, or else Anne will get mad.
Entry 50. Written by Kohane and signed with a star.
I don't know what your life at home is like, and I don't really think you want me to know. You might not believe me, and that's okay, but there's nothing wrong with removing yourself from the situation when you can sense the tension and the house is high. I can tell you really care about your sister, even if you pretend not to. I mean, you even go shopping with her, even if it's just to hold her bags. You're watching me as I write this, or at least I think you are. Actually, if it takes a closer look, it seems like you're drawing something in my book. It must be something you got from your sister. I don't really know why you'd rather I write your 50th entry, but it's a bit endearing. I'll let you write my 50th one too, with a cow emoji of an angel.
Entry 51. Please note that this was written prior to entry 50.
When I came home, there was yelling over where Anna's room was. I left immediately. Dad must have said something. I should have stayed. I shouldn't be writing out of order like this, but I didn't want the 50th out of 100 entries to be about this.
Entry 52. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. Please note that this was written prior to entry 50, but after entry 51.
Shinanome-kun, you put the bookmark in the wrong spot, and I opened it to the other page. I read a little. I'm sorry.
With a kalmoji in a bit of distress.
Sigh. I don't really know what to write today.
Entry 53. Please note that this entry and all entries onwards will be written in chronological order.
Kohane really just spews apologies for no reason. She gave me back the diary with a sad look on her face. She thinks she invaded my privacy, even though she didn't read the whole entry. I told her I placed the bookmark there on purpose, but she just became even more sad and hugged me. I almost apologized for making her feel like that. She's sleeping on my lap right now.
Entry 54.
I've been told that I'd never be able to surpass Rad Weekend. Well, I guess not just me, because An was right by my side as it happened. It was frustrating, and I felt like punching them at least once. I didn't, of course. I can't wait to prove them all wrong.
Entry 55.
A classmate asked about, quote-unquote, the short blonde girl with pigtails today. I avoided the question. Going public about a relationship with people we're not close to feels a little weird.
Entry 56.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. Toya's in the library committee. Understandable. Kohane's in the animal care committee. This one makes a lot of sense, actually. An's in the disciplinary committee. Huh? In other people's eyes, it seems like something she would do. In reality, it really doesn't suit her at all.
Entry 57.
Kohane's really loud friend came over from Miyamasuzaka today. I don't know where she gets all the energy to break into a school. She does it often. She kept calling me Kohane-chan Zakito-kun. She must really like Kohane, since she calls all of us Kohane-chans.
Entry 58.
An must have been practicing or something, because she was able to carry me today. It wasn't very pretty, more like she was carrying a bag of rice. Her shoulder dug into my stomach when she did, but at least she let me down fairly quickly. She swears she'll be able to lift Toya soon. I believe her, because it's An. But I still don't get what the motivation is.
Entry 59.
A girl confessed to me today. I rejected her, of course. We've only talked, I think, a total of 3 times. I wonder how she quote-unquote fell in love with me. I doubt she really did. Still, she thanked me for, and I quote, allowing me to have these feelings. I don't get how I allowed her to do anything. I'd rather she didn't confess to me at all. Toya said it was rude of me to think that way.
Entry 60. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. Starting with a bunny cow emoji. We got new bunnies at school today. Too bad you can't come to visit them. I'll be sure to take a lot of pictures.
Entry 61. So I've made the conscious decision not to mute the group chat, despite Kohane sending what is probably 1 picture a minute of these stupid bunnies, and An responding to each and every single one of them.
Entry 62.
It seems like there's been more than a couple rumors about An and I dating each other around school. There have also been mentions of Kohane at times, mostly in regards to Toya. Though, sometimes I hear of Kohane and I, or An and Toya. We've been avoiding the topic for the most part, and I don't think most of our classmates care too much.
Entry 63. Toya suggested using the term lovers today.
It'd only be used when we were together, but I thought he was joking. The word makes my heart ache for some reason. There's too many feelings in the word. Lover, 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 lovers. I could get used to it, I guess. For him.
Entry 64.
It's been getting warmer recently. I haven't decided if I hate it or not yet, but today I heard, "You're too warm," with the most hostility in An's voice since... ever. Ever since we started dating, at least. Like, damn, you're the one who wanted to sleep on my shoulder, it's not my fault.
Entry 65.
It feels like I haven't written here in days. Kohane hasn't either. Guess we've both just been busy.
Entry 66.
No matter how hard I try, I just haven't been able to see any results. I feel like I'm writing in white crayon. I'm frantically scribbling, trying to produce results, but it's always nothing. It's disappointing. It's frustrating.
Entry 67. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. Then all you need to do is find something white crayon shows up on. In fact, it shows up on most other colors. You can do it! With a cow emoji of a character flexing their muscles. Even when you feel lost, you'll always have a place to come back to. I'll always be here. We all will. So rely on us a little more, okay?
P.S. I hope you don't get mad that I read your entry. You're the one who put the bookmark there again. I assumed it was like last time you did that.
Entry 68. Huh. Entry 69. Toy and Kohane kissed me and An on the cheek today. Something about good luck for exams. It almost made me look forward to the next one. Entry 70. This includes writing from both Kohane and Akito.
Kohane.
Oh, are we talking on here now?
Yeah, I have a secret to tell you.
Really? What is it?
I love you.
Eh? I love you too.
Entry 71.
It's unfortunate that this book can't capture what Kohane looked like while she was writing.
Entry 72.
I wonder when the last time I played outside as a kid was. Does sitting on the swings with Toya count?
Entry 73.
An suggested that we all try choosing outfits for each other instead of it just being me. It ended up working like this. Kohane chose for Toya, Toya chose for me, I chose for An, and An chose for Kohane.
Entry 74. Written by Kohane and signed with a star. As well, next to the entry number, there is a small cow emoji of a cat.
Oh, An-chan and I went to the new cafe that opened recently. Their food is really good. I think it'd be a place you'd like.
Entry 75.
Can't even go to the store-a-thon without her crashing full fucking force into me with a shopping cart. Well, at least she crashed into me and not some stranger.
Entry 76.
Kohane's been really into doing our makeup recently. It started with An, then Toya allowed her to do it too, so now I think I'm basically forced to let her too. It's not that bad though, I still enjoy the time we spent together this way.
Entry 77.
Whenever we go out, people seem to often mistake us as two separate couples who are going on a double date. I don't mind it much, but if we frequent a place too often, the workers may think we're cheating on each other or something like that. I wouldn't like that very much.
Entry 78.
An is currently reveling in the joys of accessorizing other people. In the past couple days, she bought hats for Kohane, rings and bracelets for Toya, and earrings for me.
Entry 79.
I'm still a bit afraid of love, in all aspects. With my family, my parents, Anna, with Toya, with An, Kohane too. I see the way my dad tries to express his quote-unquote love to my mom or Anna. And even when he tries to show he cares about me, it's never pretty. It's never ideal. It never really seems like he cares at all. I guess being afraid of love is a bit stupid, right? Maybe I'm not afraid of love, but of becoming like him. Does it run in the family? Will I end up like him in the future?
Entry 80.
It's almost scary how Toya can notice something is wrong right as I walk through the doors of Crace Cafe. Is it like a partner buff or something? It's been a while since Toya and I have been together. Alone, I mean. I never noticed that we'd been around An and Kohane a lot more recently. I don't know why, but it calmed my heart a little.
Entry 81.
I've been feeling better these past few days.
Entry 82.
I took some time to reread some of the older entries. Most of them don't have much detail, but it's nice to have a little book full of my everyday life with Kohane's cameos.
Entry 83.
Toya doesn't speak often. I've come to terms with that. But recently he's been talking more. I wonder if it's An's influence. He's taken a liking to teasing us recently. Someone must have taught him that.
Entry 84.
Sometimes I'll open up Kohane's book, expecting an empty page. And I end up with one with hearts drawn in the corners and a message in flower borders. I think it's a waste of her pages, since she can just do it in mine if she wants me to see it so badly. But whatever makes her happy, I guess.
Entry 85.
Kohane's cooking is getting better. She and An made lunch for a picnic today.
Entry 86. Written by Kohane and signed with a star.
Shinonome-kun! There was a cat walking around Vivid Street. I didn't expect for there to be animals here. Anyways, Aoyagi-kun and I are going around to look for it later, just in case we're gone and you and An-chan are looking for us, with a kaomoji of a little kitten. Entry 87.
It's not that I thought she was joking. I just didn't expect the two of them to succeed so easily. They came back with sparkling eyes and a cat in their arms. Minimal scratches, but we quickly cleaned and wrapped them after they settled down. We spent the day playing with the cat instead of practicing.
Entry 88.
Last night, I heard Anna laughing at, maybe it was with, someone when I was walking past a room. It was probably Akiyama, but I've never heard my sister say anything good about them, so maybe not. I don't know. Seems like she's been enjoying herself recently, and that she wasn't being that loud. I can't really complain all that much.
Entry 89.
Toya and the pink girl became friends, I think. He graduated from Kohane-chan's Toya-kun to just Toya-kun.
Entry 90.
Kohane called me last night for some reason. It was already pretty late, and she had woken me up. It sounded like she's been crying, or at least a little bit shaken up from something. I didn't ask, assuming she didn't want to talk about it. We talked for a bit before she fell asleep on call. I debated hanging up before just going back to sleep. Oh, and just a heads up for future me, the alarm does not work when a call is active.
Entry 91.
Toya's eyelashes are really long, longer than An's and Kohane's at least. I didn't really notice until Kohane finished doing his makeup today. I wasn't exactly staring, just a little interested in what she did for him today.
Entry 92.
I wonder if I'm comfortable or something, because it seems Kohane, An, and Toya are always falling asleep on me.
Entry 93.
An called this time, except I was doing homework at my desk instead of sleeping. I guess that surprised her, because when her video showed up, it was basically pitch black, and all I got were complaints at how bright I made her screen. Kohane was sleeping over, but had fallen asleep a long while ago, according to An. She was lonely being up alone, saw me online and called me. She fell asleep a couple minutes ago.
Entry 94.
Someone brought a keyboard out into Vivid Street. They were teaching a few people the basics. Toya was watching them pretty seriously. Of course, he didn't say anything about it. I wasn't going to either. It seems like he still has a connection to classical music. I'm glad.
Entry 95.
This diary journal thing was meant to help organize my thoughts, huh? As I get closer to the end, it feels a little surreal. It's become a habit, writing in it whenever I feel like it and leaving it in a place easy for Kohane to find in case she wants to write something. The pages are small, and the book is even smaller. The stickers are slightly dirty on the edges, and one of them is slightly peeled off because I've been picking at it. I don't know. I kind of enjoy it a bit. Maybe I'll get another one. I'll ask Kohane if she wants to continue. I think she's about done with hers, too.
Entry 96.
Exams are coming up again. I'm a bit worried, but I think I have a solid guess on what it's going to be about. Assuming it all goes well, I think I'll be fine.
Entry 97.
It's a surprise I made it this far, to be honest. I thought I would have given up or forgotten about it after the first couple of days. I guess Kohane is a bigger motivation to me than I thought.
Entry 98.
We're going on a date today. Tonight? Toya planned it this time. I think An helped him. So it's just Kohane and me in the dark for what we're doing. I'm honestly anticipating it, slightly because they've been looking excited about something recently. I can only assume it's related to tonight.
Entry 99.
To be honest, I've been putting off writing the last entry until Kohane's on her last as well.
Entry 100.
To be honest, I was a bit worried when you texted me last night to come earlier than our scheduled meeting time. I thought you were going to say you didn't like me anymore or something like that, with the kaomoji of a crying face. To my surprise, it was just because you wanted to exchange diaries to finish up the book. The last entry. Well, the last entry of this book. I'm grateful that we were able to do this together. It was really fun. I think next time, we should get bigger books, with more pages. Oh, we should go out and buy the new books together. It'll be a date. With the kaomoji of a bunny giving a hug. I don't really have anything else to write except, I love you lots. Well, to the point it might be a little embarrassing to list it out. I didn't think I'd have much fun filling out a diary, but I was proven wrong. It seems like I've been learning a lot of new fun things ever since I met you all.
Thank you so much for listening to And My World, It Revolves Around You, written by Flochi and read by Mooney Reads. Ending notes from the author include, hello, it's been a very almost month since my last post. I'm working on the confession series, but I got writer's block and this happened, so hope you enjoyed. And a last note from your reader, I do hope that you were able to follow this one. This is a fanfic that I personally really love how Akito's written. I really like the dialogue in this one, and the formatting does add to it. So I hope I was able to do it justice in this audio format. As well, I hope you enjoy the other fics and other podfics from Out of the Auditory. I really do appreciate people checking out podfics. Podficking is something that is a big labor of love for me, and I hope you are able to enjoy mine as well as any others. Again, once again, thank you very much for listening to And My World, It Revolves Around You, written by Flochi and read by Mooney Reads.